Hundreds of day laborers in New York City may have been exposed to potentially dangerous chemicals while cleaning apartments and offices around the site of the World Trade Center. The workers are getting free medical tests at a mobile clinic. Many of them say they weren't given proper training or equipment to protect themselves. Beth Furtick of member station WNYC reports.
4 months after the World Trade Center collapsed in a cloud of debris, there's still so much dust settling in some of the nearby buildings that dozens of day laborers come downtown each morning looking for cleaning jobs.
We come and we're here to try to get any job because, you know, many people come to see if, you know, sometimes there is a job, they come for us.
Darwin Maldonado is an immigrant from Ecuador. Like the others here, who are mostly from South and Central America, he belongs to a union and is trained to safely remove asbestos. He says the dust is dangerous to breathe without the right precautions.
Filters, a mask, with a suit. Each company got to provide each equipment.
But some companies apparently didn't follow these safety procedures immediately after September 11th. According to community groups, unscrupulous contractors desperate for workers hired day laborers who weren't properly trained and didn't always have the right equipment. Many were undocumented immigrants, and some weren't even paid. Omar Enriquez of the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health says he surveyed these day laborers and found they were suffering from all kinds of health problems.
Some people are complaining about respiratory difficulties, coughing. Some people have bleeding in the nose. And women have complained of irregularities in their period. I mean, a whole range of symptoms.
Yesterday, a mobile medical van opened near Ground Zero. It provides free health screenings and respirator masks for the mostly undocumented workers who were cleaning the area soon after September 11th. More than 50 called for appointments before the Clinic on Wheels even opened. Inside, they're given blood and urine tests. They also take breathing tests by exhaling into a long tube, which is used to measure lung capacity.
Deep breath. Push, 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 push. Keep on going. Push, 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 push. Good. Terrific.
33-year-old Vicente is being tested because he says he's coughing up blood after cleaning restaurants with only a paper mask.
No, solamente la máscara de boca. Solamente.
Nothing, only a mask over my mouth.
Los policías en la calle.
The police officers in the street gave him the mask.
Many people who live and work downtown have complained about coughing and other respiratory problems following September 11th. The Environmental Protection Agency and independent testing organizations have repeatedly assured New Yorkers that the air is safe to breathe. But the agency does acknowledge finding elevated levels of PCBs, benzene, and lead, along with finely ground asbestos in and around the site itself. The new clinic is supposed to serve day laborers who don't belong to any unions and don't have health insurance. But about 75 asbestos workers also showed up yesterday. Omar Enriquez of the New York Committee for Occupational Safety and Health says everyone's worried about what they've been breathing.
You know, this is opening up Pandora's box because there are people, there are students in the area, there are workers that, you know, didn't directly work cleaning, but they are feeling symptoms. So it's another whole issue.
Some workers who go to the mobile clinic may be referred to hospitals, which are gathering data on health effects following September 11th. Separate studies are also being done on firefighters and pregnant women. The next task will be figuring out how to coordinate all of this data. For NPR News, I'm Beth Furtig in New York.